Hello and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU provides each of our listeners with current information on a wide variety of topics related to health, athletic performance, fitness, and nutrition. On track one, Corey will provide his commentary adapted from the Certified Sports Nutrition Advisor Education Program, current research data, and his clinical experience. On track two, he will be joined by Tracy Hawley on He Said, She Said, for her female focus on topics related to whole food, health, relationships, and raising healthy children. Track 3 features an interview with our special guest, who will share their expertise and experience in the healthcare, fitness, and sports nutrition field. Here is Corey Hawley and this month's presentation of Sports Nutrition Update.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sports Nutrition Update, Volume 12, Number 4. In the last edition of Clinical Review, I reviewed Principles of Sports Nutrition number 15, sarcopenia. As people age, they definitely lose muscle and functional lean mass. This phenomenon, associated with but not actually caused by aging or time itself, is called sarcopenia. Sarco means flesh and penia means poverty. Old age and age itself merely synchronizes with the damage we experience biologically. It's not time itself that's the enemy. It's the damage we experience in time. And unfortunately, we are still behind the eight ball regarding our complete understanding of how to improve or modify the breakdown that occurs in the various biological repair mechanisms that normally attend to cellular damage. The ultimate cause of sarcopenia is the result of exposure to the natural forces of the universe, which cause the breakdown, decay, erosion, and decomposition of everything everywhere through a process called oxidation. Of course, we're all susceptible to free radicals and oxidation, but we hasten the loss of functional tissue by ignoring it and not taking the right action to preserve and protect it. Many simply just let themselves fall apart by default, behaving as if the muscle degradation and bone loss they experience is inevitable and completely out of their control. We know that resistance training is part of the ticket to health paradise, as well as optimum nutrition combined with supplements. But all of these good health habits require discipline and knowledge. Bottom line, each of us is responsible for the maintenance and care of his or her own physical body in totality. It's definitely important to focus on hygiene and grooming, but what about the actual body itself? You can hide all the defects caused by neglect with expensive fashion, or at least you can try, but you can't fool Mother Nature. The damage is there whether anyone can see it or not. As the years go by and people age into their fourth and fifth decade of life, I think many regret not doing the work along the way that was necessary to prevent the damage caused by neglect or abuse. But it's never too late. That's the wonderful thing about natural health and biological medicine. You're never too old to start fresh, and the body can almost always regenerate itself at any time, provided it receives the treatment it needs to achieve that end, and provided its biological demands are met. Keep that in mind. CHI prime directive, supply your biological demands. On this edition of SNU, I'd like to read a chapter from my new book called Sports Nutrition for Masters Athletes. It's book 9 in the Corey Hawley series. Chapter 2, Train for the Sport You Love. Over the years, I've noticed that as time marches on, many people start to lose the drive they once had to train in the gym with intensity, pride, and passion. You can see it in some of the young people from time to time, but not often in men and women over 40, and when you do, it's very impressive. It's always great to see someone in their 50s, 60s, 70s, and even their 80s, train with a sense of purpose and working towards specific fitness and health-related performance goals. Tracy and I train first and foremost for health and fitness. Staying well and functional is very important to us. So we are intrinsically inspired primarily from that point of view. Plus, we read and study health and nutrition research constantly. We listen to audiobooks on our iPods, read books on our digital readers, and attend many lectures and conferences on topics related to sports, nutrition, health, and fitness. That's one of the most important keys to stay motivated right there. Keep your mind's eye on the target of functional health, and it's likely you'll never wander far enough away to lose your focus. I assume that's one of the reasons you're listening to this audiobook right now. You want to learn, and that's great. The only day you should stop learning is the day you slip away into oblivion. One of the things you can do to get back in the swing of things, to help you pick up the pace and train with more enthusiasm, is to find a master sport you love and train for it. What I mean is that you can shift away from just training in the gym for the sake of it alone to training for a particular sport, perhaps one you always wanted to play but for whatever reason never had time or made it a priority. Well, right now might be just the perfect time. Think about a sport you'd love to play, then begin to investigate how and where to play it as a competitive master. For example, when Tracy and I first moved to Honolulu several years ago, I checked out Masters Track and Field. I've been a hammer thrower since high school, and in every province of Canada and every U.S. state, there's a branch of Masters Athletics available to participate in. That's what track and field is called in the Olympics. Athletics. Once I decided to get back into the swing of things, in this case, literally, I connected with the right people in my area first by searching the internet. I made contact with the president of the Hawaiian Masters Athletic Association, and he invited me to come out and meet the team at a local high school where they trained. Before you know it, I was throwing the hammer and competing at local events. I met a lot of great local people, and of course, I had a great time training and competing in the sport. Competing for the pure enjoyment and love of the sport gave me a lot of personal satisfaction. So it could be any sport, you name it, dancing, hockey, table tennis, cricket, soccer, running. You'd be surprised how many people participate in master sports purely for the fun, joy, and recreational aspects around the world. Many of the sports are well organized and provide an excellent opportunity for participation either seasonally or year-round, depending on the sport you choose and your location. Personally, I like to bounce back and forth between natural bodybuilding and hammer throwing. Neither sport is violent, and the risk of injury if you train correctly is extremely low. But outside of training for health and wellness, training and competing in different sports will lead to variation in your training and enhance your exercise program for sure. For example, if I'm throwing the hammer, I perform plyometrics and all kinds of conditioning drills out on the track that I never would in the gym. Plus, I substitute some of my bodybuilding exercises in the gym for some of the more sports-specific weight training exercises known to be beneficial for hammer throwing, like front barbell squats, power snatches, speed cleans, and a great variety of specialized core movements. Bodybuilding is all about building mere muscle, which in most cases isn't necessarily ideal for most sports. In fact, I know it isn't by experience. A hammer thrower doesn't need big biceps or diamond-shaped calves for show. They certainly look good, but they're useless on the field. Most hammer throwers are definitely not built like bodybuilders because they don't train to look like bodybuilders. They train for performance. In fact, this is true for almost all competitive sports. Success in most athletic sports is not based on how you look. Success is based on how well you perform, like how fast you run or how far you can throw the implement. There's certainly a relationship between performing really well and how good you look. Just look at the Olympic 100-meter sprinters or world-class gymnasts. They're all exceptional athletes, but they also look really good. I like both function and aesthetics. The two are interrelated. Hammer throwers train to generate as much power and speed as possible, and they also work on their technique constantly, like any other competitive or professional athlete. The point here is that by getting involved in a competitive master sport that you love to play, you'll start to get excited about your training in the gym again. Now you have something to train for. You'll meet new people, learn all kinds of new things and training methods for your sport, and possibly even travel throughout the world to compete in international events. Well, that's it for this segment of SNU. Thanks for listening. And here's a quote from James Allen, British philosopher and author of As a Man Thinketh. A man has to learn that he cannot command things, but that he can command himself. That he cannot coerce the wills of others, but that he can mold and master his own will. And things serve him who serves truth. People seek guidance of him who is master of himself.